13 past five. It's been a story that's held the imagination of the world. Just who killed JFK? Well, conspiracy theories have abounded, of course, with many wondering whether Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone or had some help. Today, the US government has released some of the National Archives' final trove of sealed files on JFK's assassination. Now, Gerald Posner is an award-winning American investigative journalist and author and a recognised authority on the killing of the president. And Mr. Posner is with us out of the United States. And Gerald, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Larry. Good to be with you.
What were you hoping for from this release? Because we only got, what, something like 2,800 documents today.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was hoping for a full release. You know, Trump had tweeted twice that he was going to push for a full release, and he's unpredictable enough. We thought that he might actually force these files to come out, despite the resistance of the old CIA and FBI, and that's still to hold on to a few files. But it was very disappointing because they play the high game stakes of poker, and the CIA and FBI just today came in with their list of documents. They still wanted to put some black marks across to block information out, and so it starts a process of 180 days to appeal it. I mean, so we thought it was the final day for the JFK files, but we're 6 months short of that. And the documents that have come out, I've been going through them for a few hours, are fairly disappointing. Most of the documents that have been released in full for the first time are illegible. So you wonder why they kept them sealed for all this time if you couldn't read them in the first place. I just shake my head at this. This is why people think that governments are hiding something, because they hold on to stuff for years and years, and when you finally see it, you think to yourself, why did they ever seal that in the first place?
So nothing juicy there at the moment, Gerald, because some of the reports are saying that, okay, the CIA tried to or were looking to assassinate Fidel Castro and those sorts of things, but
yeah.
Did Oswald had a meeting with a Soviet assassination agent,
yeah,
is that correct?
So what happens, Larry, is that's all old news, and it was out. It's been forgotten for so long. So Oswald met with a KGB agent in Mexico City 7 weeks before the assassination, because he went to the Soviet mission to try to get a visa to go to Havana. And, of course, the minute they looked him up and realized that he had been in the Soviet Union as a defector a few years earlier, they put him in the custody, although he didn't know them, of consular officers who were KGB agents. One of them was a guy called Kostikov, who was head of assassinations in the Western Hemisphere. After Kennedy was killed, the CIA wondered for a bit if there was something to that. They ran it down. It was in the original Warren Commission, the report here in America about the case. But what happens is they're releasing files today that had been partially redacted in the past. And what they've done is they've removed those black marks that usually are names of informants or that, and they put the whole file out again. So unless you compared it to the original file, you don't know what's new. And I think we're going to be bombarded in the next few days with a whole series of headlines about things that look important, but actually, if somebody looked back a little bit in old news, they'd find out they're just repeating headlines of 20 or 30 years ago.
Do you think the rest of the files will ever be released? I mean, the CIA, the FBI, have they got an argument that it would undermine national security? I mean, for goodness sake, this was 1963.
Yeah, no, it's pretty ridiculous at this time. The only thing that could happen is there may be some names of informants that were Mexican citizens who helped the CIA back in the early 60s in the Cold War in Mexico City. And they might be in their late 70s or near 80. They could have been 22, 23-year-old students at the time, and they may have gone on to successful careers in politics or government or industry. That would be embarrassing for it to come out for them or their families. But still, it doesn't override the interest of the American people to know precisely what happened in this case. And that's why I've long argued for release of the records. I think they do a disservice to all Americans by holding on to them for so long. And we will get them all, but I also don't think there will be a blockbuster in there. I assure you, well, I don't think there was a conspiracy. I write about that in Case Closed. If there had been a grand plot like Oliver Stone thought in his 91 film, those files would have been destroyed decades ago by the plotters. They'd never be sitting in the National Archives waiting for us to finally reveal them.
Right, but when all the stuff you're going through it at the moment, there'll be more stuff come out and there'll be more and more conspiracy theories, I'm guessing. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I was looking even at some of the files today. You're going to have people going down new rabbit holes. I saw a document, for instance, that the FBI director sent to the FBI field office in Los Angeles and in Dallas, saying that there was somebody had said there might be an assassination plot against Earl Warren, who was the Supreme Court Justice, at Kennedy's funeral. Now, you know, there will be somebody looking into that, and they might find a link to something else. So I'm sure that the conspiracy industry will actually get a bit of wind from this in their sales. It's not going to change anybody's mind, and it won't help bring a final consensus about who killed Kennedy for most Americans.
Gerald, thank you very much. Very interesting. I appreciate it. That is Gerald Posner, an investigative journalist out of the United States. It is now 5:18.